Well, a God morning, and welcome back to the God School. Those of you who are listening to WINB, shortwave radio, you're listening to a recording from a website, thegodschool.com. I welcome you. We have been broadcasting now for several months through this medium of shortwave radio, and there is an opportunity to expand the time on shortwave, but I have to tell you, I have not heard from any listener on or through this vehicle. And though I'm willing, more than willing, to expand the time and pay the cost, I have a dilemma. We have an instruction from God that we're not to cast our pearls before swine. And not having heard from even one listener through shortwave radio, it causes me to wonder if I should expand, but if I should continue at all using this vehicle of communication that is WINB. If you've heard the teaching, if you've heard the word of God from this teacher, and it has turned on any lights at all for you into knowledge and understanding of God, which He has given us through His word, then I want to hear from you. You can go on the internet, pull up thegodschool.com, and leave a comment under the message. If you really get excited about it, there's almost 14 years worth of teaching available on that site. And I'm very happy to make it all available for no cost to you. I'm not looking for your money. If you've been taught here, you know, the instruction in the New Testament is if you've been taught in the Word, you're to share. But I'm not looking for money. I just want to know if there's anybody out there whom God has given ears to hear. Now, back to the teaching. We're in a series which I call Paul Tells It Like It Is. We're talking basic Christianity. This is from the 7th and 8th chapters of the book of Romans. It's probably not the best place to start, but that's where we're at. Last time, we taught through the 19th verse of the 7th chapter, but I want to go back a little bit. Paul, in the opening of the 7th chapter, speaks to those who know the law. who know that they were married to the law. But the law says, you know, if the wife and husband separate and the wife marries another husband while the first husband is still alive, then she's an adulteress. But what Paul is attempting to say is the law has died, and therefore the wife is free to marry again. He says in the sixth chapter, but now, and it's a wonderful study to just find and look at the but nows in the New Testament. It says, but now we are delivered from the law that being dead to that law wherein we were held, that we should serve in the newness of spirit and not in the oldness of life. You know, Paul says something very similar in the second chapter of this book of Romans. In the 29th verse, he says, speaking to a Jew, but he is a Jew. He's talking about the true Jew. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Think on that for a minute. There's another passage in the New Testament that speaks this way, 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter. It says, Paul speaking to those Corinthians who were plutocrats, they were full of the Spirit, overfull, if you will. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. How many of you know that in Ezekiel, God says he's going to give us a new heart, one that can be touched? Let's continue on. Paul continues in that 2 Corinthians passage where he says, and such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. Paul is drawing a distinction. My pastor, Dr. Gene Scott, taught that a Christian becomes a dual person. The old man, that is, the flesh, and the new creation in Christ Jesus our Lord. And there is a distinction. For centuries upon centuries, the church has been attempting, through the law, to change somehow your fleshly appearance wherein you may have praise of men. But Paul says, seek praise of God. Paul is giving us in this seventh chapter a description of his present condition. He says, for we know, in the 14th verse, we know that the law is spiritual. King James says, but I'm carnal. No, I'm fleshy. Sold under sin. He says, 16th verse, let's read the 15th verse. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. We said last week, God is the source of the wooder. For that I would do. God is that source, folks. No man come to God save the Father draw him. For what I would do, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. If I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it's good, that it's appealing. Now, then, Paul makes the declaration, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will that which God gives us is present with me, but how to perform that which is good or appealing, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. You ever have that feeling? But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that, that I would not, it is no more I that do it. Here Paul repeats himself. It is but sin that dwelleth in me, for I find then a law. Nomos is the Greek word. For I find then a law, and here he's talking about the law of sin, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. That's the law of sin. Because I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law, that is the law of sin, in my members, warring against the law, God's law, of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. What's he saying? Paul is describing the nature of the descendants of Adam and Eve. Though they may first have sinned, bearing their likeness, are sinners as well. That is, in terms of our fleshly life. But Paul speaks of another life, of the inward man. Second Corinthians 4 tells us, you know, though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. You know what that means? It doesn't mean that, you know, on April 17th, 2008 at 10 a.m. in the morning, I went down to the altar and gave my life to Christ and was saved at that day. No, what it means is day by day, the inward man is being renewed. Yesterday's faith doesn't count, it's today. And there's warfare going on, that is, between the flesh, that is, the old man and the inward man, that is, the new creation in Christ. There's a third place in the New Testament where this inward man is description is employed, and that's found in the third chapter of the book of Ephesians. And it says, Paul making a prayer that he, that is God, would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Faith, that is, pisteos, that is, an action based upon a belief, sustained by confidence. It is not that faith that when you're driving and you encounter a green light, that you drive through it by faith, that is, that the people going the other way are going to stop at the red light. That's not the faith spoken of in the New Testament. The faith that Christ and the apostles speak of in the New Testament is acting upon the promises of God. And when that happens, that Spirit comes in and the result is warfare. Paul, in the sixth chapter of this wonderful, wonderful book or epistle of Romans, says, he gives an instruction. He says in the 11th verse of the 6th chapter, "Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." And the Greek here allows this translation, "but alive unto God in Jesus Christ our Lord." If we go on a few verses further, the 14th verse of that 6th chapter says, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace, unmerited favor." This is from God. This is God's will. This is God's gift to those whom he has chosen for himself. Oh, I hope I am somehow effectively communicating basic Christianity through the words of the Apostle Paul here. "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." Nomos, law. We understand, or at least experience, the law of gravity. We don't see gravity, but we know it's working, because we don't take a step and wind up walking on the ceiling. We walk on the floor because of the law of gravity. And in this Christian walk, we can use an analogy, if you will. We're held down by sin. If we would consider a rocket about to be launched, it sits on the launching pad and has no power to launch itself. But through the engines, in an attempt to break free from that law which causes the rocket to sit by itself on the launching pad, the engines are started. And we consider that the Spirit. And when those engines get started and the rocket is about to break the law of gravity, there is a whole lot of shaking going on. And as long as this old man lives in the flesh and the Spirit of God dwells in the inner man, there's a lot of shaking going on. Don't let it trouble you. Paul tells us. Jesus told us. He says in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, in the 33rd verse, he says, Jesus speaking, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world," that is, in your fleshly bodies as long as they exist in this world, ye shall have tribulation, shaking. There's warfare, but be of good cheer. The warfare is not a sign that you have a problem with God or that God has a problem with you. It's a sign that you've been energized by God's Spirit. And Jesus says, be of good courage. I have overcome the world. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then, with my mind, I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Where were we? What did we say of the sixth chapter? Paul tells us, likewise, reckon. This is an accounting word, and it is logistomai, and it is with your mouth. Say this, ye, likewise, speak ye also yourselves. Speak it this way, yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. For Christ died for sin, in that he died once, but alive unto God in Jesus Christ our Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are where? In Christ Jesus. According, Ephesians 1:4 says, as he that is God has chosen us in him, in who? In Jesus. Where has God placed you? In Jesus. There's more teaching to come. But I think I'd like to draw today's teaching to a close. This is election week in the United States. It is an important time. I hope that you have the same confidence that I have, that God is absolutely in control of everything, and that he enters in, as Romans 8:28 will declare, enters into all things or synergizes all things to his good. Stay in faith, praising God, and by it receiving the praise of God, which is much more valuable than that of men. And that's the God School for today.